1 2 1 2.
Oh, hey, actually, I told you my friend Bill, he works in radio, and I got him to actually do a new intro for us, if you want to try using that instead,
Okay.
because yeah, I mean, we get all those, you were telling me the complaints and stuff.
Yeah, I don't. People don't like the.
For some reason, the guitar makes people angry. With some people,
Yeah.
and some people are fine with it, but.
But so I was thinking maybe we should just open with a new one, since it's better and,
Right,
it's
okay.
good, so.
That's cool. You let me just grab it and we'll try
Yeah,
this
start
out.
in there.
Now, what you've all been waiting for. The latest, the greatest, Sean Morrison. On the Sean Morrison Podcast.
What the hell was that?
All right. All right.
No,
Now we're
that's.
talking.
What was that?
The new intro.
For what?
For the podcast.
I.
For this podcast.
My simple answer is no, but I have to know what the hell.
What do you,
Wait, what happened? I didn't hear Garrett Murray in there at all.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't hear my name.
No, your name, you were in there.
I don't think. I heard Sean Morrison at least 16 times.
No, that's it. Said the name of the said something Garrett Murray. We'll have to listen to it again, maybe. But
Yeah.
no, I think that's right.
I'm
So, wait,
gonna.
what did you hear?
Well, I mean, I heard something about Sean Morrison is everybody's waiting for greatness or something, and then I just think your name was repeated at least 3 times, and then I'm pretty sure it was just rock music for.
Oh, well. So they, oh, because it's called the Garrett Murray Podcast,
Right.
and you didn't like that. Okay, well, all right.
Well, I mean, you did call it the Sean Morrison podcast,
Right.
which
Yeah,
kind of.
I just didn't hear. I just thought it sounds so great.
Right.
I
Well,
think it sounds really great, so. You're clearly bothered by this. All
yeah.
right, well, I got the name wrong, so I was probably writing it really quickly when I sent him the note.
Right.
He just did it, so,
Yeah, why don't you let's
He just
make
spent a lot of time
Well.
making it. But whatever, we'll just I'll just you know I'll we'll get it right because we got to get it right.
Right. So, welcome to episode 4, the Garrett Murray Podcast, the Garrett Murray Podcast.
Yeah, I heard you.
With me, seemingly as always, Sean Morrison.
Seemingly, yeah, I'm kind of I think of myself as a co-host, to be
Yeah, I
honest.
knew that word would actually come up at this point.
Yeah,
I felt like
I don't want to,
three, yeah.
encroach on your territory, but
Yeah.
I've kind of, I
I
think
was.
that's it's like the third time. I think it's almost like union kind of things where like
Yeah.
once you've accumulated, 8 hours of screen time, you're automatically in the Screen Actors Guild.
Right, so you're in the
I
podcast
think,
guild. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that actually. I thought, oh man, eventually Sean's gonna say, and he's gonna beg probably on his knees, "Can I be your co-host?"
Just
And
not on
then,
air.
yeah, well, I was hoping sort of on air, but nonetheless. And then he's gonna want a crown and like a bunch of other stuff. So I figured that would come up, and so I guess you're now the co-host of the Garrett Murray podcast.
I'll take it.
Well, so this is episode 4, and this is good. I'm feeling good. I'm officially leaving Roman numerals behind with this episode. This episode will be the first, I guess it's Latin, Aramaic. Is it Latin?
It's Aramaic,
Well,
yeah.
one of them is one
No,
of them
yeah,
is yeah.
it's what do you mean? They're Roman. They're
Is Roman
from Rome.
the Roman the 1 2 3 4? I'm pretty sure those are Aramaic based.
Oh, the regular ones,
Yeah,
the
the
normal
regular ones.
way. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm anyway, long story short, besides the fact that we don't know anything about pretty much anything, is that I am switching to regular digits because I realize that 1 2 and 3 everybody knows. You get into I's and V's, people start getting confused.
Yeah, it's amazing that I learned that in school, but a lot of people who I even consider peers are complete idiots about it.
Yeah.
They have no idea how to read Roman numerals.
And even the people who do know enough to get to, 10 and then obviously to 19, it's where you start to get into 50, 60, getting
So
into
it's
like, yeah, you get into C's and L's and people are like, ah, I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
it's definitely a problem. And I mean, I feel like the Super Bowl helps
Right.
because you'll have a lot of people who,
Yeah, who watch it and then
but
decode the.
it's kind of ridiculous. I think they probably ran into the same problem where, 1, 2, and 3 Roman numerals are sweet as hell.
Right.
They're great.
Absolutely.
They look great. sound great.
Yeah.
But then four, right, you start getting into some problems, and they're kind of, you start regretting it at that point. I bet you the Super Bowl people wish they could take back
Roman numerals. Certainly. And Madden in his entirety.
Oh, take him back?
Yeah, just get rid of it. Ugh. Wish it was gone.
No, you know? Good.
Yeah, he hung around for a long time.
Yeah, he did. He's still around.
Yeah,
he's
so.
Like 87 now.
This one will be just a good old number four, and from this point on.
You should actually have done like jail, counting jail, how long you've been in jail.
Yeah, if there was a font that was just lines cut into a wall with some sort of utensil made from a spoon, then that's how I would have counted these episodes, actually. So episode four, I mean, who'd have thunk it, you know? I figured we'd fail after episode one, didn't. Then I thought episode two, certain failure, didn't.
Didn't.
Crazy.
We're gaining strength.
Yeah, and the money's rolling in, and here we are, episode four, getting paid. I got $1 from AdSense from a site that's not even related to this podcast last month.
Just coincidentally.
Yeah,
but
$1.
But it's still, it must have something to do with it.
Right, plus that's candy, you know what I mean?
Your name's getting out there. People think Garrett Murray, then now they think audio comedy.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of happening.
Yeah, I like it. We are getting some decent feedback too, which is really great.
That's actually really cool to see.
And there's nothing better than, you know, it's such a boastful, self-lifting thing to
it's
get
called
an
the
Garrett
Murray podcast.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
Once you've begun there, it's kind of hard.
That's
to...
true. That's true. Yeah. So in the middle of the day, when I'm at work, just digging through junk, and I get an email that says best podcast ever. You know, it makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's some bold words.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a big statement. But even if you take 20% of that, pretty darn good podcast.
Right.
It's not bad, you know?
I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. And we've been getting, you know, a lot of people have been sending me emails, which is great, podcast@garrettmurray.net. And we've been getting a decent amount on the iTunes Music Store, which is also great because those are, you know, immediately public reviews and you can rate it. Unfortunately, we dropped half a star. We were at 5 stars last time we did a podcast. Now
we're
at 4.
We were going strong.
Yeah. Got a couple of complaints about the guitar intro.
Yeah, well, see, I tried to help you out.
I know.
I tried to solve the problem.
I'm all with you on solving the problem. So just, you know, work up a new one and we'll get there. And I definitely want to do it. And I contacted a friend of a friend who does film scores. So we're going to try to work him into that too. And we're going to just do a 4-hour film score. And that will play before every episode. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Long enough? I don't even think it's long enough.
Maybe not.
Five
hours is good. I like that. Yeah. So
it's got to at least be longer than Schindler's List.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I actually tend to measure everything in my life.
Actually, I think we should have a
Schindler's List.
Oh, everything?
Yeah.
Like, oh, when are you going to be there? Oh, 2 Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's...
It's really offensive.
It's very accurate.
Yeah.
It's very accurate, though.
No,
I know exactly
different.
How long Schindler's List is. And then you could be like, oh, 1 Schindler's List, and then Ray finds, you know, sniping from his balcony, which is like really like 4 hours.
Right.
You know, you can name scenes.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that.
They burned them all. You know, that's like, I'll be there in 30.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Certain
people saying that too would cause a huge offense. But I think better to be bold, you know.
It's just accurate.
Yeah, I think so. It's basically like the modern day equivalent of a sundial.
Actually reminds me of this time I went to this hunter's house. And immediately within 2 minutes of being there was offered deer sausage.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost impossible to say no at that point because there's deer heads everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're already like getting the deer sausage.
Right.
And they're so proud of it.
Right.
You don't want to be, you know, the guy who is squeamish of the deer.
Right.
You know. And so you have to eat the deer sausage, basically. And, you know, and then he starts going into how he makes the deer sausage, boiling the deer heads, you know, boiling the meat off the head into the sausage. And this is while you're eating it, he's telling you this. I'm saying this as if this is your classic hunting experience.
Right.
But
I love that deer
specific.
Sausage is made from deer head.
Yeah. Whole body to work with.
Yeah, no, we must make it from the head meat.
Right.
of which seemingly there's little to none.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. No, in this particular... Actually, he was a very, very nice guy.
Not to deer.
To be, I guess it's a perspective thing.
Yeah.
But immediately, while I'm still holding the deer sausage in my hands and eating it, he's now showing me pictures of that deer being killed. in this photo booklet. So I'm seeing the deer. I'm getting nauseous now because it's just that's too much. That's too close to home. I'm seeing too accurately what I'm eating.
Right.
And it was delicious, though.
Yeah. I love that full package experience. It was like, here are deer heads. This is what they look like when you, after they're dead. And you here's deer before you eat it.
Yeah.
Here's me boiling the head to get the head meat. And now you eat it. And then later he follows you into the bathroom. And he goes, oh, now it's back out.
Right. Yeah, he took a picture, actually.
It's like the circle of life.
Yeah, it is.
You just described the Lion King.
Oh, hey, can I borrow that pair of underwear? I asked about it earlier.
Oh, I didn't remember you asking.
Yeah, can I borrow a pair of underwear?
Why do you need a pair of underwear?
I just need something I can get home in.
What are you wearing now?
What does that mean? What do you mean? Just, you know what, don't worry about it. Just give me a pair.
No.
Oh, hey, so how are you feeling? How's your head?
It's good, actually, yeah. I'm fine. Your
brain feels better?
Yeah, relieved of pressure. They still have no idea what caused it. Apparently, it's very rare to injure or whatever your occipital nerve. But yeah, it's still there a little bit. I still get headaches from time to time, but I'm still taking the anti-inflammatory, and it seems to be doing better. So hopefully, no more podcast halting, and also I don't have horrible brain pain.
No, it doesn't really explain why you're wearing a neck brace, though.
That's a separate story, actually. Oh. Yeah, fell down the stairs today.
Oh,
yeah,
that'll do it.
Broke my leg. See?
Oh, yeah. I'm not very observant at all.
Yeah, it's
actually
a compound fracture. It sticks out right there.
Oh, it is still poking out, isn't it?
Nope, haven't had it casted.
Oh, you haven't? Nope. That's just a towel.
Right.
A very bloody towel, I may say.
Yep. It's gushing, actually.
Yeah, just put pressure on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just some gauze.
You see? did you see my? I think I swallowed a piece of glass.
I mean, on top of everything else?
Yeah, because I had a I was holding it.
Wait, and you just swallowed it?
Well, I put it in my mouth to hold it for a second.
Right.
Now I don't know where it is.
You probably swallowed it. Do you feel intensely sharp
pain in your
esophagus?
And, oh yeah, I do. No.
Because every time you swallow, it should feel like a knife is stabbing you in the chest. It
feels like two knives.
Yeah, it was probably that second piece of glass.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have put the second one in my mouth because I thought...
Because you just put it there to hold it, right?
Yeah. Oh.
I think I should go to the hospital. But
we should finish the show.
Yeah, because
show
I feel
first.
Like that would really be a buzzkill.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I can do the show alone. Well, maybe you should go.
No, I think I'm going to stick...
You should go, then.
I think I'm going to stick around.
I could finish up.
No,
you
I
know?
Don't. Yeah,
I could finish up. I could just, you know, do the wrap-up.
I think I...
Just don't, see that third piece of glass right there, just don't put that in your mouth.
Yep, it's too late.
So last week you were talking about how you saw this schlepping movers company.
Right.
And so I think that's good that we talk about the things we see.
Mm.
So, mm-hmm. No, but there I saw this billboard on the way over, and it was a picture of a guy, guy, it was like now, and it says in 15 years. And so there's this guy, and then in 15 years, he's aged 15 years.
Like
so the idea that you'd, you know,
right.
So they're showing this guy, he's balding now, and he, you know, and it says, this is what you'll look like in 15 years, which is to say a lot, because obviously he's this fat old guy, you know.
Right.
But anyway, it said, don't do guns, which I thought was, I've never, ever seen a poster that was trying to get people to not deal guns, because that seems like such an advanced level of crime. It would be like, don't do mafia, get out,
right?
You know, and then like Tony Soprano coming along and being like, oh wow, this poster's right, wow, what am I thinking,
right?
It's like a guy who's selling guns, he's at a level of crime that is just way beyond posters.
Wait, I'm confused here. Is it for selling guns or doing them as in consuming them?
Oh, do guns. No, I don't think they mean eating guns.
Because, I mean, that's what drugs means, right? It says don't do drugs. They don't mean don't do selling of drugs. They mean don't eat them, take them.
Right.
So with don't do guns, my initial thought would be, can you eat bullets?
You can.
Hmm.
You shouldn't.
Right.
Now,
a further question is, if you eat bullets and someone hits you in the belly with a hammer...
They'll go off.
Oh, okay.
You get shot. Yeah, you get shot.
You could actually make a human weapon then. I could make you eat 15 bullets, hold you in front of someone, hit you with a hammer.
Right. I'd probably just shoot myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably me, actually.
But do you think this poster is actually having an effect? Do you think some guys, like, on his way to, you know, with, like, a van full of, you know, automatic weapons, and right. sees this poster, and it's like, maybe this life is not what I was thinking.
Oh.
Good thing I see this poster here.
Oh, is it supposed to say that if you do guns, either eat,
you know,
or sell them,
or right. either way,
you'll die sooner, so you won't be 15
well, you'll
years
be in
older.
Jail.
Oh, you'll
for
be in 15 jail.
15 years.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, the key elements
to
yeah.
See,
the...
to me, that made no sense up until just now. I
yeah.
thought they were just saying,
don't do guns.
If you do guns, you'll stop aging. Which at first I thought, awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, give me some guns. I'll eat them. I'll do whatever it takes if
right.
I cannot age. Especially since you said fat and bald. Like, why would I want these things?
Yeah, no, this was like, if you're gonna deal guns, you're going to go to jail for 15
I
years.
See.
So don't. And it's just like, it would be like, stop raping, please. You
yeah.
know, it'd be like a poster where, like, seriously, don't do it.
I see what you're saying.
It's like, don't serial murder.
Right.
You know,
right,
like,
right.
it's like some, you know,
yeah,
serial
and,
murder
you know,
is like, oh, hey, wow, you're right. You know,
shouldn't
I should serial
stop.
Murder.
Yeah, wow. I really got to put an end to this. That billboard set me straight. Yeah, so I'm almost finished with the new website. It's looking really good, and
good,
we're going to get it on the...
Oh, hey, let me just get that real quick. Sorry. Just keep talking. Hey.
Yeah, the new website is coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're right now. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I gotta go, though, okay?
All right, you're gonna hang
out. Okay. All right, okay.
Sean.
I'm talking. Yeah,
I'm
okay.
trying to talk about this.
All right,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
good. So,
yeah.
I thought I was done.
Okay. All
okay,
right.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Okay. Yeah.
Who is that?
No. Actually, yeah. Yeah.
So,
no. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What are you?
Okay.
Hey, I'm trying. No, we're trying to record a podcast.
Okay. Yeah, like, because we're, yeah, so I got, yeah, yeah.
No, it was, we're
yeah.
recording.
Yeah. No, yeah,
Oh, Jesus
Christ. All right, yeah, Hey, hang on one sec, okay? I'll be right out.
Well,
right
I mean, off. I'm trying to talk about, God.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah.
No, it,
okay.
Who is that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm trying to talk about
yeah.
the new
okay.
website.
All right, okay.
All right, you know what?
Okay, hey.
All right. There.
Hey, what the hell is that?
Yep, I'm just... Now we're close.
I was getting off.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I didn't say no phone calls.
No, I actually explicitly said that in the beginning. I said don't. I said turn off your phone.
Don't.
Yeah, I said don't.
Don't, you
right.
said. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I was, you know, it's just a quick call.
Right. I forgot what I was talking about now because of that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, for the love of... I'm not... Don't answer it.
It's the last time it was a wrong number, so I don't even know who it is.
Please.
It might be my... Might be my mom. Hang on. Hello? Yeah,
Remember when, do you remember when they told me to take anger management classes?
Right.
And I punched that lady in the face?
Right.
Because I was so pissed.
Because you were trying to prove to people that you weren't
Yeah, I was
angry.
Like, I'm not angry.
Right.
How dare you? I'll show you how nice I can be. How about a fist to the face?
Right.
That's nice. You
right.
like that package?
Right. Yeah, you were a little bit misguided there.
Right.
But you weren't trying to, you know.
No, I was just trying to tell
ironic.
Her how I wasn't angry.
Right.
But
see, I think that's what the problem is that
she wouldn't listen to me.
Right. Right. Well, partially you punched her in the face, though.
Well, I didn't punch her in the ear.
No, which was nice of you.
Right.
Because that hurts more.
Yeah. Well, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I considered it, but.
Yeah, I don't like where this is going, so, because I think you're getting a little angry, and this is a really small booth.
I told you, I don't get angry.
No, I know. It's cool.
I'll slap you in the face to show you. I mean,
I'm cool. It's all good.
Whatever, man.
Here's, do you want a hamburger? Do you want some?
I could eat a hamburger.
Do you want some snacks or something? Calm down a little bit?
Booth is making me angry!
Well, I think it's a difference thing, because... I think there are obviously right now two British folks doing a podcast over in the UK.
Right.
And they're currently talking about how they wish they could speak like Americans, so they hate saying, you know, all these great British things.
Right.
Then they want to be able to say like in front of every sentence, every word. And they want to say sweet all the time. Sweet's like, what a sweet's a great word. Right. And here it means candy.
Right.
You know, I want it to mean good. You know,
faking lawsuits. You want to be American, fake lawsuits.
Yeah, I think we should actually have a segment on the show, which is sort of how to be American for all of our foreign listeners.
Mm.
You know, how they want to be like, they want to talk like us, they want to dress like us.
Right. First, I think probably the first thing that anybody who wants to speak like an American should do is, if you're in school, drop out.
Right.
Immediately.
Just immediately. If you're second grade, drop out.
Yeah.
Third grade, drop out.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade,
yeah,
drop out.
If you're in intermediate school or you're in high school or you're in college, you should drop out and hit your head somewhere.
Preferably in a car accident.
Right.
And then sue whoever, whatever you hit.
Lesson two.
Sue whatever you hit.
Yeah. You're on your way to being Americans.
Hey, so actually I got in touch with my friend Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he made the intro for us. And so I sent him over the new script. We have the new version. We get it right. We got the name right in this one.
Oh, good, good.
So let's roll it.
Awesome. All right, let me just put it in.
Now, the Garrett Murray Podcast with Sean Morrison. Oh, yeah, and Garrett Murray. Featuring Sean Morrison. It's the Garrett Murray Podcast with Sean.
You are a jerk.
What? Your name is in that one.
Yeah. Oh, it was in there all right.
Sandwich. It said the Garrett Murray Podcast.
Yeah, sandwiched in between about 15 Sean is great references.
Not exactly. It sounded good, A. B, your name was in it. I don't know. If maybe Bill's tweaking the EQ a little differently on this one and you're taking that wrong, I don't know what to tell you.
Does Bill hate me? I mean,
I wouldn't take it personally.
I feel like, does he not like me?
No, I don't think it has much to do with that, no. I just think he just knows what sounds good, and he made a great, awesome intro for us.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of in an awkward spot here, because, you know, I'm not an audio engineer, so I can't exactly argue with you, but something doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I think it's just the EQ. It's just you're hearing the low tones, and I think that's you're taking it personally.
All right, well...
Yeah, we'll see what people say, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got to admit, I don't know a lot about frequencies, but I feel like...
You know very little about that's frequencies. That's true. I mean, not to be a jerk.
No.
So I think that's what it is. It's an issue of that, and happens all the time. I can't tell you how many times someone's been like, hey, why is this audio thing calling me fat? And in reality, it's just a lot of trouble.
Wait, did it call me fat?
Don't believe so, no.
Things keep going the way they're going now with this podcast.
With this whole co-hosting bit.
Yeah. Fame and fortune await.
Yeah. I mean, the last guy who co-hosted this show is now working for the Chicago Tribune.
I know. Crazy.
So, big things are in store.
Yeah. Before he did the show, he lived in a box.
Right.
And now he has an apartment.
Inside of a great apartment.
Weirdly. Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
But yeah. It was a box.
He got out of it,
though. It was in a refrigerator box instead of a bed. Yeah.
Yeah. But now he's out in the apartment and he can use the bathroom.
In the sink and the...
Right. Well, so thanks very much for listening to the Garrett Murray Podcast with co-host Sean Morrison. I don't have to say it all out like that, right? Because that's a lot of names. I think we should just start calling it the GMPC with SM. You think that would confuse anyone? I mean, most of our listeners are probably robots.
Right, right. So they prefer it in binary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1003. What's that? It's not binary.
It will be in 2012.
Oh.
Yeah, when the nanobots take over.
Right.
You can find all episodes of the Garrett Murray Podcast at garrettmurray.net, GarrettMurray.net. New website, she'll be up soon.
Well, it's like ships, she'll.
Yeah, she'll be coming around soon. Hopefully by the time this podcast hits the internet waves, web, airwaves.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, because
I like how a microphone suddenly makes you
it does.
Talk about the internet like you're a jackass.
I know. I've made my living for 8 years.
Yeah. The micro internet waves will hit your brain and you can absorb the website.
I get anywhere in front of people or on a microphone or even in conversations and suddenly forget everything I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, the phone rings and I go, "What is that? Who's making that sound?
Yeah.
Is there a phonograph around? I'm hearing noise."
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. So anyway, thanks for joining us. Episode 5 soon. So good night.
Brooklyn.